Hello, it's time for another Tiny Tech Talk, and this series is focused on terminology and vocabulary words, and our list today comes from a list related to growth hacking. So, first of all, what is growth hacking? Good question. Growth hacking is creatively using technology, analytics, strategy in combination with product development to increase a company's growth. Okay, so if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, startup, you're looking to grow your business, well, then you're growth hacking. So let's find out what some of the components of growth hacking are. Number one is content marketing. Using online content like ebooks or videos or blog posts to get more users or customers. So people come to the internet for information. So one of the things to attract them to your site is giving them a lot of good, new, original content so that you can show and demonstrate yourself as the expert you are in your particular area. So that would be your content marketing to attract more users and customers. And then there's the conversion. That's turning a potential customer into an actual customer. Someone who's showing interest, they're following you, they're subscribing to your newsletter, anything that you give away free, they're signing up for. Now we need to convert them for them to see the value and the product or service that you're offering and converting them into a customer. The next one is data mining. Going through large amounts of data to find new and useful information. So for example, if you did a survey on your customers or when your customers come to your website and you track what pages they go to, what articles they click on, what they like, what they download. Using that data to kind of understand their habits, their patterns, their interests, in order for you to convert that into information that can be used to sell them goods and services. Email marketing, that's our next one. Using direct emails to communicate with current and potential customers. Email marketing, they're kind of like the newsletter of online. Then there's optimization, developing a website to convert visitors to customers. So by following what web pages they're going to, what they're clicking on, how often they're returning, that starts to indicate to you trends, habits, what's working and what's not working. So use that to convert your customers. There's also a term called A/B testing. That's presenting two different versions of online content, like a web page or a marketing email, to see which one users respond to better. So with growth hacking, for example, if you have this same group, if they're coming to the website and you have a call to action and they're not responding to the website, but however you send out a week, a month later, email with that same link and they respond to that link, that might tell you something about your type of followers, that they tend to like more of the email communication. It may be the phrasing, or it might even be the visuals that are presented with it. So all of those are things to take into consideration when it comes to doing the A/B testing. Now, growth hacking again. Growth hacking is the process of rapid experimentation across marketing channels and product development to identify the most effective, efficient ways to grow a business. The great thing about being small businesses, being entrepreneurs, you can pivot, you can be agile very quickly, whereas big businesses, they can't change their product or services on the fly. So the take advantage of being an entrepreneur. Don't get locked into one vision or one way of presenting your product. Being able to change is the advantage. That's how the small companies beat out the big companies. So use online and online in a way when people like or follow or even click on your call to action. All of those are in some ways their way of acknowledging that they are responding and engaged with what you're doing. If you put something out there, and trust, I'm speaking from experience, Technology Express, so we're always putting things out there. There's some things that I think are wonderful and I don't get very many clicks on. And I had to learn over time. Sometimes it's the time of day. Sometimes it's the demographics that I'm going after. Sometimes I think that I'm going after the 20 to 30 year old. But then I've looked at our metrics, and a lot of our groups are anywhere from the 18 to 20 year old. And then it skips the 20 to 30 and it goes to the 30 to 50 year old. So that's what the data and data mining showed me about our demographics. Also, I had to look at the time of day. Some of my postings, I find myself get viewed more on the West Coast or even outside of the U.S. But if my target market is more in the U.S., I had to adjust what times I did my posting. It might be convenient for me to do them at midnight and 1 in the morning, but most of my target market, other than the West Coast, are asleep. So I have to vary that. That's all the different kind of science and strategy that goes into growth hacking. So as interesting and fun as, being an entrepreneur and creating these products, one of the things is that you really have to get into the science of and the mathematics of really understanding your users and the numbers and the ratios. So even if you're an entrepreneur, whether, and I always use these examples, I know all sorts of of entrepreneurs, whether it's hairdressers or people who make cupcakes or, whatever, people who make wreaths for Christmas. It's fun to create your product, but now when you start thinking about monetizing it, you have to get and start thinking about the strategy. And that's where things like growth hacking. And growth hacking translates into a lot of things that now we leverage social media for. And there's the other terms that come about, like viral marketing. And that is putting something out there that captures a mass audience. You never know what's going to go viral, but that is why you want to stay up on trends and on trends and even follow other conversations. It can't just be you posting your content. Sometimes also you have to find out what is the hot topic and make sure that you're relating to it. And in some ways, jumping on the bandwagon because the users are showing and telling you that this is something that is important to them right now. So when other topics go viral, find a way to spin in and bring into attention what your product or service is. My very good friend who has a great series and has done many shows with us on Technology Expresso, Sharon Simmons, when we had these horrible rash of killings with minority young men, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, it was very timely with a mobile app that she created for reporting crime. So it made sense for her to connect and not just to be trendy or just to do it just to take advantage of it, but it really tied into what her mission was. And the timing just was right, and the two connected. So find what is near and dear to people. One of the things that I'll leave you with is Twitter will often tell you the trending topics. And those trending topics often have helped me reevaluate where my focus should be. So listen to the people, give them good, fresh content, but stay true to your brand. Stay true to your message as well. So that is our discussion on growth hacking. Hopefully planting some seeds for you to do a deeper dive, continue just to come back and listen, learn, leverage, and launch. Bye for now.